is Emma Pullman, and I am a passenger aboard the Yinka Dene Alliance's Freedom Train, headed across Canada to the Enbridge shareholder meetings in Toronto. The Yinka Dene Alliance are five First Nations whose territory sits on 25% of the proposed Enbridge Northern Gateway pipeline route. They have legally banned, based on Indigenous law, tar sands pipelines from their territories. While aboard the train, I got a chance to sit down and speak with Hereditary Chief Namax of the Wet'suwet'en First Nation in BC and one of the members of the Yinka Dene Alliance.
My Wet'suwet'en hereditary name is Chief Namax, which is NAMOKS.
Do you think that this moment, this opposition, this freedom train, represents a new moment in First Nations opposition to the Northern Gateway Pipeline?
I believe so, because as one of the speakers had said recently, that he wanted to thank Enbridge for uniting the First Nations across British Columbia. Well, now we're taking that united front across Canada. When you get a unifying threat to not only like our territories in British Columbia, but also the fact that the Prime Minister of Canada and his environmental minister are changing the policies and the protections of the environment across Canada as a whole, just to enhance a project. Now, if they do it once, it'll do it again and again and again. And in the process that I see currently happening, and in the swing, the shift, the momentum they're getting on their side, is to actually take the voice away from the people. So it's not only the First Nations people, although we have the right to stand up. Me as a Wet'suwet'en person, we have our own government. We have 13 hereditary chiefs. That makes us 13 prime ministers. I happen to be one of them. Now, when this elected prime minister tells us that, you know, we need this here, it's for the best interest of Canada, the people of Canada really need this. Who are the first Canadians? We are. We are called the first peoples. Now, when we believe that our rights are being stomped on, we know that we have a voice. We know that we have power that is legally binding. And also in our traditional laws, when we make the statement that they cannot come on our territory, that is binding to us. Our history is always oral. The written part for ourselves, the very first time we had to use it in a court of law was for the Delgamuukw Gisdaywe court case. We understood the importance of writing history down and comments down, the same as you are doing in this story. But all of our history was oral. So in 20 years of being in court and going through the Supreme Court of Canada, we know that we have rights. We know that we have title. The title is the use of the land. The title is also connected to your culture. Now we get this prime minister and he says, I'm changing all the policies. And there's really not much you can do about it. He's going to cut down the review time for it. Well, we still have the right to say no. What are our next steps? Well, that's entirely up to him. Will it be a court challenge? We won't know until he makes his next move. But we do know that Canadians are behind us, because each stop that we get at our websites for ourselves, we get it from all over Canada, and they believe we're on the right track because our voices are being ignored. And as Canadian citizens, our voices should never be ignored, because we are supposed to be living in a democratic country, and our democratic voice is being squashed right now.
So to those who, do you have any words to say to those who think that the pipeline is going to be built?
Well, I have words for their investors. Mm-hmm. I just stated we spent 20 years in court on the last court case. Do they want to put their money into a project that is going to be held up for 20 years or more? That's foolishness. You do not throw good money after bad. Take the money that you plan on investing, put it elsewhere, because this project will not happen. We've stated it will not happen. The land needs to be looked after, and the threat that they're making to the land, the water, the air, the people, the culture. The answer is no, it will remain no, and they will not come on our territory.
Yeah.
The Yinka Dene and the traditional Anishinaabe, Inuwak, and Nehiyahuwak shared a water ceremony at the forks of the Red and Assiniboine Rivers. This is a ceremony where the waters from many traditional lands across Canada are mixed. The message of the ceremony is one of unity, of lands, of people, and of water. The waters are mixed together to become one with the prayers of the people present. I interviewed Joe Redsky at the end of this ceremony.
So, can I get you to say your name and where you're from?
My name is Healing Earth Woman. I'm from Anishinaabe Territory. I'm also from the Wolf Clan. I'm also a member of the Warrior Alliance. And I guess my colonized name would be Joe, but I'm not colonized. Well, decolonization process going on. And it's called Rosso River, and we're in a line of fire with Enbridge. Enbridge is actually going through our territory, and we're in a mourning process right now, and we're at the state where we're worried for our children and in the future of our water.
And what does the Freedom Train symbolize to you? What does it mean to you?
Right now, to me, symbolizes to me the unity and the strength that the people in the West Coast. I've always listened to the West, and I've always heard that the strength that our relatives have out there, and how they don't stand for the violence and devastation to Mother Earth, and they fight, and I see them doing it in unity, and that really gives our people hope in our territory. When they stop in different territories, I'm honored by that, because they also acknowledge not only the human beings that live here, Anishinaabe people or whatever nation that's in the territory, but also our ancestors. And we are taught when we go into anybody's territory that we acknowledge those ancestors when we first, and you can actually feel them when you enter the territories. So it's amazing. When they come in and they respect that protocols that each territory has, and even more beautiful when the women are involved and hosting and standing with in solidarity with them. I'd just like to say miigwech to the Yinka Dene for coming through the territory and bringing a message of unity, but also strength and unity and strength that they're bringing and fighting these beasts and monsters that are coming and raping Mother Earth. But I also, I think the message too that's coming across is not only the unity and the strength, but also the protection of water. Because the focus for us as women in this place called Turtle Island, to us that's what it's called. It's called Turtle Island. It's not called Canada or United States or South America. To us it's Turtle Island and the islands. And to us, we all have a connection, and that connection is water. That water is the biggest fight that we have to protect. Right now, they're stealing again. They're stealing and raping the land with digging up the land. But they're not also remembering the spiritual part of the land. We have to remember those things. And to us in Anishinaabe, we say Ojene Aguamazin. That's be careful. Be careful what you do. Be careful how you do that. And those things come back to you when you do that, and that's not a curse. That's actual truth and natural law for us. So we don't mess with those kind of things, and I fear for their future also, because for us, when we think everything to us is spiritual, and we even know, we even have a process where we be careful how we even go to that water, or how we even go to the land. We don't just go there and take. And that's all they do is take and steal and minimize it. This government and this country just minimizes everything just for their greed, so they could keep and steal the resources. That's all they're focused on. But us, our people and Indigenous people, we have that connection to Mother Earth. That's our connection, and that will always be there. And as long as we speak and as long as we're strong and we stay unified as people, then we can fight against these monsters that come across. Right now, our people in this territory, in Treaty 1 territory, are suffering because we were sold out in our own territories. And because of that, our children will pay. Our children will pay, and we're worried about this water that it'll be contaminated. It's already contaminated by many other things that come in here, and mining and dumping and next the oil. And for us, we have, my children are from Shoal Lake, Ontario. The bloodline comes from Shoal Lake. And that water comes to Winnipeg. That's stolen water. That water is stolen from Shoal Lake. And we have to remember those things. So being in unified with our sisters and brothers that come across, I'm moved by their strength and dedication. Because it's like one of our elders said, they're taking a stand, and they're sacrificing by leaving their ones behind and going forward and saying no to Enbridge and the tar sands. And Harper, you need to quit lying to this country. You need to stay away from the resources, because like our people say, the Anishinaabe say, Aguamazin, Ojine, you have to remember that. Harper, I have that words to say to you, because what you steal from this country will come back to you, and that's not a threat, that's natural law.
The Freedom Train made its final stop in Toronto today, and the Yinka Dene will take their strong message to Enbridge's shareholders at tomorrow's AGM. To find out more about the Yinka Dene and to sign on to their petition, go to freedomtrain2012.com. Thanks to CKUW for production. You can find more from me at emmapullman.com.